Lights, camera, action.
Welcome back, chicken heads.
Feels great to say that.
Oh, I love it.
You're joining us on season three.
Oh, God. Season three, guys. We've been gone for a month.
Yeah, a whole month. We've had some great downtime. Not going to lie. We've missed y'all. We've missed doing this. But
it's definitely well needed for our mental and our creative
blockage. Creative-wise, definitely needed it. I know I did for sure.
Yeah.
But we're back, and we're very happy to be back, and we have quite a few ideas and lots of things in store for y'all this season.
And we hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know we've hung out a lot. You know, the weather, COVID has still been around, as it is with everyone. Spiking in different places, not spiking in others. I don't know. But
things going back to normal, things not going back to normal.
Exactly. All I know is we've hung out, had family time. Our boys have had an absolute ball. We've had plenty of water days. We've got some sun, got new haircuts.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I got mine during quarantine. So my lovely husband chopped my hair off.
I dyed mine during quarantine to many different colors. Yeah. And
now she got it cut and it looks all cute and stuff. But I guess we'll hop into the episode now. This one is going to be
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. We're going to be talking about the heartbreaks that made us and the heartbreaks that broke us, because we all have them. We all do.
Whether it be a guy, a friend, a parent, a sibling, anyone in general that you simply care about.
Exactly.
Or cared about.
And, you know, you sit here and you think, you can look back and you're like, this person, like, helped form me or shape me into how I am today or how I view relationships
because
today.
They broke me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Cause I mean, no heartbreak's ever going to be a good thing. You know, you're sad. And now sometimes, yes,
at the time.
Yeah. It is a good thing afterwards, I would say, you know, with
after you feel the pain and just sit there and, you know, go through that break. And then once you get over it, which you never really get over it, you kind of just,
you move on.
You form your life into a different way of not being able to feel it. It just becomes a memory.
Yeah, it's like that energy goes into something else instead of that now.
And then that feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you're like, why the fuck did I waste my time?
What would you say was your, like, or how old would you say you were when you experienced, like, your very, very first, like, true heartbreak?
My very first, oh my God, it was fifth grade.
Fifth grade, damn.
It was fifth grade because this boy named Trent Reddy. Dated him for the longest time in elementary school, guys. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think I was 14 because of Jordan.
Yep. Yeah.
And he was getting sent off to a group home and it broke me. I didn't lose him as in such as we broke up. He was just having to go somewhere to get sober and, you know, clean.
To get better. Yeah.
You know,
he wore
an ankle monitor, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say he wore an ankle monitor. I remember that. And I was like, what the? Madison's chosen one for sure.
11 years ago. No, because I really thought I loved him.
Yeah.
You know, and once he was gone and out of sight, I knew I didn't.
Yeah.
But it still
hurts sometimes, though, is it takes them being gone.
Yeah.
In order for you to see clearly, you know, mm-hmm. It's like it was rainy. Here's the sunshine.
Yeah. I mean, with a guy anyways, that was like my first, like, you know, heartbreak. I was losing somebody that I loved for we didn't know how long. And then it just went away.
I kind of think mine. I feel like I'm very different in this area with I don't love easy, I guess I should say. I like when I say I love everyone, I do. But like when you love someone, it's totally different. I would say my first like true real love, or I thought was real love, was in like eighth grade. Just thinking about this dude, I feel like, you know, we all have those people we look back on and you're like, what the fuck were you thinking? Yeah. So, you know, I dated him in middle school for a little bit and he was like pretty much my first everything, like my first kiss, first finger. We never went anywhere beyond that. We talked about it. God, we were such nasty kids.
In eighth grade?
Yes, I know. Nasty kids. And going on up into our freshman year, ninth grade. And then I broke up with him.
As I'll say,
I don't think I ever broke up with him. I just kind of quit taking his phone calls at the time.
Ah, yeah.
And just never answered.
It was one of those, I'm just going to ghost him.
I ghosted somebody. Okay. Okay. I ghosted this motherfucker. I would say, like, I used to love him. But then, like you said, once you get away and you're not, they're not there anymore.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yes. It's like, okay, no, I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way at all. And then my other one is Darby.
Oh, yeah. You were.
I love Darby. I definitely say he was one of my biggest.
Yeah. You were trying to beat my ass over it.
Yeah. He was one of my biggest ones for sure. And that was just a toxic relationship all within itself.
Then. Yeah. I think my next one was when Dakota. Born.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm like, Dakota.
And we only dated for 2 weeks, but you know, at that time, I'm like, you know, my God.
It's a summer romance.
Yeah. It was one of those things. But, and then Peyton.
Yeah. Peyton's a big one for you. And then another one, fucking Scotty. I'm just going to say it. Like, he was one. He was a big one. Yeah. I look back at it now and it's like, no. Hold on. Let me backtrack into high school really quick. Okay. Okay, this is in between Darby. Uniball Brad.
Oh my God.
Okay, I was like fucked up for this whole relationship.
Yeah, you were.
He was a guy I'd gotten with after my dad had passed away. And like, when I say I was fucked up on everything.
I mean, we would come home to you guys falling asleep on the couch because you guys were so fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. not proud of it in the least, but that's another relationship right there where I sobered up and I was
I realized
I'm like, why the hell am I with this motherfucker? And plus he was a pussy. So my dick was bigger than your dick. Straight up. Okay.
He's my that dick. Song.
Super size. Your dick look like two fries. A pencil dick.
I'm going to go listen to that after this.
But he was another one. But you just look back on these now and you're like, okay, I'm going to learn from this. Like with Darby, mm-hmm. I lost myself. I lost myself completely. Like I loved the motherfucker so much. And I just always wanted to like better him. And we were both in situations that it wasn't ever like meant to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, as much as like we might've tried or worked for it for a little bit, it just never truly worked.
Yeah.
And like I said, he'll always hold a special place in my heart just because like he took up a good portion of my teenage years.
He really did. I mean, it's a big part.
Yeah. I had a crush on him from like the time we were in like seventh grade all the way up until senior year.
Yeah.
And you know, we always had our little thing, just never made anything official, but I loved him and he broke me. And it got to the point, like, I didn't care anymore. No. I didn't give two flying fucks.
You tried to change yourself for him.
Oh, yeah. I changed myself completely. I took out my piercings. Mm-hmm. I quit smoking for a little bit. I mean, all kinds of different things. And that right there is a big red flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
If, you know, someone loves you, they're going to love you for you, not for, you know, trying to change you and make you into somebody that they want you to be. And I understand, like, some of those things were trying to make me better, but it was also changing who I was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't cool with that. And, you know, and eventually, you know, grew up. And I remember the time that it hit me that, like, I just can't do it with this motherfucker anymore.
Nope.
And that was that. Like, my eyes opened and I was done. And like I said, he'll hold a special place, but that's that.
I think the worst one I ever felt was when me and Derek broke up for that year and a half. I think I never actually felt anything like it.
Yeah.
Because I knew from, you know, deep down and very close within me that he was the one for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it put me in a depression. I didn't eat. I went skinny mini. You know, it hurt me. Like you feel empty. You feel like you got a knot in your stomach you can't get rid of, you know?
Oh, definitely.
You can't breathe. Like I used to ride or when he would come and get Jameson for a little bit, I would go with the neighbors down the road to mommy's store.
Mm-hmm.
and ride a bike just so I could run out of air. I would only ride the bike so I couldn't breathe just for a minute because it made me feel better.
Yeah, it's like made you feel just something, anything.
Yeah.
You know, because you felt numb for so long.
Yeah.
That's what it had. Yeah. Same. I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
At one point in time. And if not, then.
See, I never felt that with Peyton. And I thought I loved Peyton deeply, you know.
Well, they always say like you have three huge loves in your life and each one teaches you something different,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I believe that. Another one, though, I remember this guy named Anthony. God, not that I loved him, but like I was infatuated with him.
And we have those.
He had good dick, man. You know, it was a.
Hey, those things can fuck a person up.
Exactly. And God, I obsessed over him for a hot minute. And like it hurt me like when we like quit talking, hanging out, like we just weren't a thing anymore. And just left me high and dry. But you know, what do I expect? I was a little hussy back then. So what happens? What happens?
You just move on.
All I know is that after each one, it takes you some time to get your bearings about yourself, if you will. But eventually you find yourself again.
Eventually.
And it takes some time. It doesn't happen overnight.
No, God. The best advice I can give somebody that is going through a heartbreak, just sit there and cry. One fucking
feel
night.
Sit there and feel it.
You need to feel it. Because the more you push it back, the more it's going to eat at you. And you're going to get that feeling in your stomach like you can't breathe.
Yeah. And the more say you start resenting that person, the more like that's going to go into your everyday life, and not that you're gonna make people miserable around you, but that's the energy you're carrying with
you. And people do feed off your energy.
Exactly. There's plenty of empaths out there that it happens, you know, and like me, I can
feel
people's energy. I can feel how somebody feels. I can feel if something's wrong with you. Like I can just sense it. It's a weird thing, but I've always been that way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very good at reading people too. You know, it sucks because when somebody does come around you and they're sad and they want to pretend like they're not sad, but you feel it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But what about you? Have you ever had a friend that you like broke up with, you know, that hurt you?
Oh yeah. 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 Jade.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and say it. We were the best friends. I was a terrible friend. I'll go ahead and throw that out there just for what I did. I would never take back what I did do.
No,
because like I said, I've said this plenty of times before, like I have the greatest blessing in my life because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am who I am today because of this. And before this happened, before, you know, fucking committed adultery.
Yep.
Bad me. Okay. I know it was bad. And hey, I made my bed and I fucking lied in it. And
she owns up to
it. Exactly. And I own up to it. That's a difference here because some people won't fucking own up to that shit. Okay. Anyways, what I did was wrong. But I feel like that friendship was coming to an end anyways.
Because it was very toxic.
It was because she was trying to like control me in a way. Like I understand people wanting better for somebody because I was fucking wild. But you're not my fucking mama. I don't even listen to my own damn mom anyways.
Yeah, you didn't then.
But, you know, that's one friendship that, you know, I can say I'm glad it ended. And it they teach you things, too. Mm-hmm. You don't see it then and there. You see it years later. But
many years later.
You know, I'm thankful for that friendship and what we had during the time. I'll always appreciate those memories we have.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I can't think of another friend at the moment that I've. No, there's one more. Alicia. Worked with her at Blue Jeans.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
yeah,
she was my best fucking friend. I fucking loved her. There was like a 10, 12-year age difference between us, but like we just got along so well, and we understood each other in a way, and I didn't drop her. She dropped me because I started working at the tavern, and she just quit talking to me. Like I tried, and like I used to talk to her every day. We told each other everything, and the next thing you know, she ghosted me.
You got ghosted,
but all for a good reason, because also that friendship wasn't the greatest friendship. Yeah. It was a toxic relationship as well.
Yeah,
it didn't do any good for my relationship with my husband now.
Yeah,
or
no,
anything, honestly.
I have two as well. I have Ashley, you know, me and her were really good friends for a long time, but we got into partying a lot.
Yeah.
And it was mainly just with her. And then, you know, that kind of, I'm not sure how it ended. I think it just ended. I think it was on a good note. And then there was Haley. Me and her were really good friends for the longest time. And that definitely took a turn because, I mean, I was hanging out with this one guy I really liked and she didn't like it. And it just, it became toxic.
Yeah.
So
I think that's how it happens though. It's a snowball effect, if you will.
Yeah.
One tiny thing happens and then it just gets the ball rolling and it just everything else falls in line.
Once it hits a wall, it goes psh.
Yeah. Well, I'm a firm believer and everything happens for a reason.
Oh God, yeah.
You may not ever know that fucking reason, but
you will in 20 years.
Maybe. But I think, and eventually it comes out for the better. You might not think it at the time because hell, I didn't fucking think anything was going to turn out better, you know, 8 years ago when all my shit was going on, but I became better from it.
It
changed me into a completely different person. I'm nowhere near the person I was 10 years ago. So God, if y'all knew me 10 years ago, I'm not that fucking person anymore.
She's sorry.
I'm not sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
She was ruthless. She won't take that back.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything back. I did what I did, and that's that. But I'm a different person than I was then, and I'm proud of the person I am today.
You're a very good
person. And the thing is, like, I'm real, and I'm blunt, and I'm honest, and some people can't handle that shit.
No. No. So. That's why I don't have any friends, is because I've learned that the more honest I am with a friend, the better our friendship is. Like with Katie, I'm very upfront and honest and blunt with Katie, mainly because I look at her as a little sister. You know, I want to take care of her. I want her to be the best that she can be. You know, she's one of my best friends and I love her to death.
Right.
And that's exactly how I am with her. And she tells me all the time, if it wasn't for me, she probably wouldn't be where she was because I keep pushing her.
Yeah. See, well, I think everyone needs at least one person in their corner.
Yeah, and I'll always be in her corner. Yeah,
you need at least one person. Like, yes, it's great to stand alone, and you can be that strong, tough person, but at the end of the day, it's still nice to have someone to sit down and talk to.
Yeah.
You know, because if not, like, you're alone with your own thoughts.
Yeah.
And eventually, that's not so fun.
No, I do have one friend. She was my son's godmother. You know, that friendship kind of hurt me, too, because we were so close for so long.
Oh, yeah,
and
they
then
definitely were.
You know, she was a big part of my life. And next thing I know, you know, we're not talking anymore. And I tried several times. And, you know, there was times where she tried too, but not, you know, not as much. Because either I'd be busy at the time, working.
I think she went through something. I think she went backwards.
Yeah.
Like, as for us, like, we did everything in, like, our teen years and figuring things out then. And, like, you know, dropping our friends for guys, you know, dropping our friends to go get the D.
We knew better. Or we know better now.
We know better now, yes. But I think that she didn't have that. And so, like, she reverted back. And, like, that's what she started doing.
Yeah.
She ended up choosing a man over her friends.
Yeah, and that's
so
exactly what happened.
The little boy controls everything.
100%. I love her. I will still be there for her. But we're not as close as we used to be. And I don't think we ever will be again. And that sucks because, you know, she's a very big part of my life.
Oh, yeah, no, she was huge. I mean, always at family events.
She was my angel.
Every family event.
She was a soulmate to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she was just our souls connected right off the bat.
Oh, no, definitely. And, I mean, I've always liked her because I knew her before you met her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't know her, but, like, I talked to everybody. I think I would say I'd like to say I was friends with everybody because I tried to be nice to everybody. But then there are people I was really fucking mean to. And I am sorry if I was a mean girl. I will say that.
No, she's not.
I will say that. Yeah. There's some things I take back. Some. Not all. Just some. Only to some people.
If you want to know, just ask.
Yeah. If we ever had a problem back then, just message me now. And more than likely, I'm not going to remember it.
No.
I guarantee you I won't. No. That's a sad thing. Because a lot of people will be like, hey, you remember this time? I'm like, oh, no.
But I was fucked up.
Yeah, a lot of the times I was fucked up.
It happens.
But no, she was definitely a big one. But like I said, I think she took a different path. She went on a path that we had already all been on.
Yeah.
And she ended up choosing the D over her friends. And I mean, honestly.
I mean.
Look, I mean, is she that happy now with what she has?
I have no idea.
I don't know. And that's sad, you know, because you can go from being the best of fucking friends to just being strangers.
In one day.
Yeah, it can just happen. It can happen to anybody. Now, I have a few friendships I absolutely cherish. Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love Amanda. She's like my best friend soulmate. Like, we have the kind of friendship that a lot of people wish they had. We joke around with each other, you know, we're mean as fuck to each other, but we know we're joking and we love each other and we could tell each other anything. And no matter what, I know we'd always be.
Amanda is your ginger twin.
Yes.
100%.
I fucking love her. And then Tiffany. Fucking love. Tiffany is our sister. That's how I feel. She's like Tiffany. Sister from another mister, and no other doubts about that. Like, I know I could call it. Well, I'd say I could call her up, but we'll play phone tag for about 3 days.
Yeah. Eventually we'll get connected.
Yeah. And then I have Holly.
Yeah.
And Holly's just like a little sister to me. Yeah. We're the same age. We're 6 months apart, but
she's
dinky. You know, Holly, you're dinky. I always tell you that. I love you. But I cherish those friendships because we've always been honest and upfront with each other. And I appreciate honesty. Real appreciates real. And that's me. Like, I'd rather you tell me the God's honest truth instead of lie to me.
Yeah.
Because when back when, you know, all this shit happened with Jade and Scotty and all that, I lied and I kept that fucking deep, dark secret about Scotty, you know.
And it ate you.
Yeah, it ate me alive. And I swore from then on, I won't lie. I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. I don't care if it hurts you, because I'd rather hurt you now instead of you hurting later. And I pride myself on that.
And she does.
And
she hates
liars. Like, don't lie to me. Just tell me the fucking truth, man. So that's why I say, like, I'm an open book. You can ask me anything and I'll tell you anything. And I, you know, I've learned from my heartbreaks. I've learned from the people that I still love to this day, you know, and I still cherish these people, even though we might not speak or ever speak again.
Yeah.
Like I said, they all hold a special place somewhere.
Yeah. It's like me with Courtney. You know, she has been my best friend since sixth grade, and she lives in Michigan or Kentucky. I can't even remember anymore. But
I feel like Michigan. Yeah, I feel like you've told me Michigan.
I think it's Kentucky. I'm not really sure.
We're sorry, Courtney.
Sorry, Court. I love you.
But bad Maddie. Bad.
She's been back and forth between both places. You never know anymore. But she's one I cherish a lot because we do. We talk pretty much every day, you know, on and off. It's like we don't miss a beat, though.
Yeah.
She's my best friend. She's one of my friends that I go to. I'm like, hey, is this a good, you know, picture?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hell yeah, girl, it's fire. You know? She's always been upfront and honest with me. Even in high school when I was doing dumb shit, she told me, hey, doing dumb shit.
Real appreciates real.
Because in high school, we split up there for a second. Yeah. And then we came back together. But it's because, you know, I didn't want to listen to her.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
That happened with me and Holly for a little bit. Holly didn't approve of the extracurricular activities I was doing. And I don't blame you, Holly. I don't blame you one bit. Because
she likes them now, though.
I look back at me now and I'm like, I wouldn't fucking approve of that either. But, you know, no matter what, at the end of the day, she was still there for me. I could still call her up because we weren't exactly the closest when Daddy died.
Yeah.
And she was the very first person I called. The very first person. And I was like, hey, you know.
Because she's went through that.
Dad just died, you know, and she was there for me. And I'll cherish her because of that. No matter what. Always. I'll cherish her always. Always.
you find good friends and then you find some that don't last, that teach you a lesson.
Exactly. And I think that there's a lesson somewhere in everything or behind everything.
Yeah.
And like I said, you might not see it now. You might not see it years from now. Or like you said, you might see it 20 years from now. Because there are things that I've seen when I look back on like our childhood and stuff that I'm like, oh, it shouldn't have been that way. But it takes some time. It takes some growing up. It takes some maturing to be able to look at something from a different perspective. And that's another problem these days, if people can't see something from somebody else's perspective.
No, they just want to see their own.
Yeah. Like people can't agree to disagree. It's like, it's either my way or the highway. And it's like, no, even though you like this and I like this, it doesn't mean I like you any less as a person. This is just something we're not going to talk about.
Yeah. You believe in crystals. I believe in Jesus. I mean, it's fine. It's cool. Teach me what you know, because I think that's awesome.
Exactly. And like, that's all you can do is like, just teach them, educate them, and just show them instead of just downing someone for thinking differently than you.
And I will never, ever do that. And one thing that has really broke my heart lately is our brother.
Yeah.
I mean, where he's turned out and who he's turned out to be, it's really broken me.
If anyone knows all of us, and when I say this, y'all will agree, we all thought he would have turned out to be the better one out of the three. And that's not the case.
No.
It's not the case at all. Honestly, I think me and Madison turned out better than he'll ever be. And I hate saying that, but I feel like it's the truth because, you know, you just see how he treats family, his own fucking kids, to be exact. And,
you know, the mother of his children, too.
Yes. And just leaving his daughter out to high and dry, basically, in a situation that I don't think you should leave a kid in. And we didn't grow up in the greatest environment. You know, our dad was a coke pill head.
He liked his drugs.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so we grew up dealing with that. And, you know, you always want better. You would think you want better for your
children,
for your kids. Yeah. And when I talked to him about Eris, and I was like, listen, like, I don't think what you're doing is right. Like, she's literally living in this situation that she should not be in. Like, it's red flag, red flag, red flag. And it's going to be irreparable damage. It's already damage. And he said, well, we grew up with a childhood like this. We turned out fine.
No, bitch, you didn't.
Oh, motherfucker, no, we didn't. It took us some time.
We went through some shit.
Yeah, we all did. And I'm sorry that you can't fucking recognize that motherfucker.
Patrick.
Yeah, I think he had a lot of influence from Patrick. And because at that point in time, he was at such a impressionable age where you would need a good father figure. Mm-hmm. And Patrick was the guy there. And he was shitty.
Patrick's the one who broke our family.
Oh, for real? Yeah, definitely. Like, mommy kicked me out and chose him, Russ, and she still laughs about that. Oh, I chose Dick. Ha, 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 ha. Not fucking funny. Basically, I'd fucking... Woosah.
Woosah, Shady.
Woosah.
Calm down. You want pickle?
But, you know, when he said that, and he said that he was okay with the life that she was living... That's what bothered me because I would never put my kids in that situation. Like if Luke was doing what his baby mamas have done, I would not fucking put up with it. I would take my kids in a fucking instant and go.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
And from being outsiders, you know, we see how bad it is.
Exactly. And
no one's
done anything
to
change it.
And like, you know, I've sat here and I've wanted to. I wanted to so bad. And then I'm like, you know, it's not as bad as most, you know?
Yeah, like there's definitely worse out there, but.
But karma's a bitch and it's going to come back and bite them in the ass.
Exactly. And I think, you know, your daughter's going to look back and see that, you know, you were taking care of your son and then you were taking care of this other bitch's little kid.
And the other one's kid too.
Yeah. Yeah. And another little bitch's kid. Okay. So he's playing daddy to two kids that aren't his and not taking care of his firstborn. Like he takes care of like his biological son.
I mean, if it's even his, we're not sure.
Yeah. We're not sure about that one. That is up in the air, but he doesn't like, she's going to see that one day and it's coming sooner rather than later. And I hate it, but you see it.
Already doesn't want to see him, but I don't know. I haven't seen her in a minute. I pushed myself back from a situation like that because it was toxic to me. And
oh yeah, no, I mean, I've completely blocked some people out of my life. Mm-hmm. My two family members, my brother and my mother, I have completely cut out of my life because I woke up one day and I said, I don't need this fucking bullshit anymore. And I've just been going on like that ever since. Like if you can't help me in any shape, form, or fashion, if you aren't helping yourself to become a better person in any shape, form, or fashion, you're not helping your motherfucking kids in any shape, form, or fashion, I have no fucking time for you.
Nope.
And, you know, with my mother, Shelley.
Our mother, sorry. You're not the only kid.
Oh, we might just be half sisters.
We don't know anymore.
I want to get a DNA test. Anyways,
I'm 100%.
It's like with my mother. You can sit here and help somebody and help somebody and help somebody and want them to better themselves. But when they don't, and they abuse it for years.
But also in the end, they have to, want to help themselves. Oh,
yeah. No, it's a big situation right there. Like if that person doesn't want to help themselves, you wanting mm-hmm. to help them ain't going to change a damn thing.
And I think we're so fixed on, daddy was broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally sometimes. Yeah. But we're so fixated on wanting to fix the broken.
Wanting to
and
help.
We were wanting to help mommy. And, yes, I'm still there for her. You're not. That's fine. I don't disagree with your decision. But, you can't do anything about it.
And that was me. Like, it got to the point, after you have to explain to your kids so many times as to why their grandmother can't do something for them or spend time with them, or, they end up figuring out that they like the bottle more than they like actually hanging out with us folks.
We call that grown-up juice.
Yeah, exactly. My kid's seen way more from her than I ever wanted him to see. Or more than I ever wanted to have to explain. And it bothers me mm-hmm. that it doesn't bother her.
No.
And it doesn't. And it doesn't. And it won't ever. And like I said, until she can show up my motherfucking driveway legally, driving her own fucking car that she's insured, and show me her fucking goddamn driver's license, then we'll talk. You hear that, mother? Those are my stipulations. Boom.
Yes, mic drop. We're out, homie.
But no, I still love my mother. I do. I still love her. She gave me life.
You got to cut people out when they need to be cut out.
Exactly. And sometimes it has to happen sometimes. I think on my end,
On your end, it was a totally completely different thing than my end.
Yeah. And then after, when we ended it, her fucking gaslighting me and making me feel, she didn't make me feel. I didn't feel any type of way.
Manipulation coming out in her.
Yes.
To try to make you feel bad for what she has done.
Oh, exactly.
And it was nothing to do with you. It was not your fault. And in the end,
not my fault. You're not an adult and you can't get your own fucking shit together.
It's her fault. She should have seen this coming,
Exactly. And it'd been
I'm on your side till the end of time.
Oh, yeah,
I do love mommy. I'll always be there for her, but I am on your side.
But at the end of the day,
I don't want to be in the middle too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, and I would never ask you to be. Can you do this? Can you relay? The only time I asked you to relay one message is because listen to this, y'all. I was nice. My youngest son's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I wasn't going to invite her. And I started sitting there thinking she didn't do anything to my kid. She just pissed me off. So I'm going to invite her to the birthday party. So I asked Madison, because like I said, I will not talk to her. I asked her to just relay the message like, hey, ask her if she just wants to come to the birthday party. See, I did something nice.
She was losing her teeth.
Yeah.
And,
When we say she lost her teeth, she lost her dentures, people. Don't ask. Because we don't even know ourselves.
No, I have no idea.
The dog ate
I tried him. Helping, but
the dog shit him out. Madison went over there and he was holding him in his mouth and he looked like a human.
That's not what happened. I wish, but it's not what happened.
I know. I remember you telling me and I sent you that picture with the dog with the dentures in his mouth.
That's
all
we
need. It's going to be Cornelius when you go over there.
We can post that sometime this week now.
We can. Y'all go
if you want to find out the backstory to this, go listen.
But no, for real, it stems back to, you can love somebody and want the best for someone, but if they don't want the best for themselves in return, it's just not going to happen.
Nope.
And sometimes it's best to cut that fucking lifeline.
Cut that line.
Snip, snip, snip. Cut, 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 cut. That sounded like a slurp sound on my end.
I'm looking at my scissors thinking about going to gym just to make the sound.
Snip, snip. Snip. But, everybody has someone or someones in their life that has shaped how they became who they became.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they either made us or they broke us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when they broke us, it sent us to the fucking bottom. But you know what? We picked ourselves back up.
We got up and we did it again.
And
we got hurt again. We got back up and did it again.
Exactly. Fucking life, man. Life.
It fucking happens. But you know what? There is one person my whole entire life that made me. That's you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're fucking welcome.
Just kidding.
I'm out.
But no, I mean, I know I was definitely a very formidable figure for you. I made sure that you had what you had. I made sure you went to school. I made sure that you were in cheerleading. I made sure you had fucking food on the table. I made sure bills were fucking paid.
You were the real deal.
I'm the mom now.
I'm the mama.
But no, I became a mom way before I ever should have became a mom. And I didn't look at it back then like that. I was just looking
at it as I'm taking... I think you became a mom at the right time.
Oh, I do too. But I look at it as like, it shaped me, you know, and I wanted to make sure y'all are okay. Y'all are my fucking family, you know, and that in my head, I guess just from an early age, I was always like, I got to take care of them always, I guess, because I'm the oldest too.
But you also saw that mommy after daddy died, you know, came, you know.
Yeah, emaciated.
Yeah.
Trying to die herself.
Pretty much. But you had to.
Like, and I stepped up even more. But even before that, when daddy was fucking out fucking bitches doing crack, who knows?
Hey, brothers and sisters, we don't know about.
Yeah, we probably have. Y'all might be related to us. You never know. but I was still taking care of y'all. Yeah. Like, what was mommy doing?
I don't know anymore.
I don't either.
I can't look back and remember. I blocked so much out.
See, that's me. But like when I look back and remember, I remember taking care of y'all. I remember stealing to make sure
we had food. I remember that too.
On the table, you know? And it's like, why the fuck was I doing that, motherfucker? Why weren't you, bitch, doing that to fucking protect your own goddamn kids? Because you know what? If I need to put food on the fucking table for my kids right now, I would go. Yeah. I would steal fucking food. I would in a fucking heartbeat. And I would risk going to fucking jail.
Yeah.
Just to do it, just to make sure my kids were fucking taken care of. But like, why didn't I just, people are instilled with different things.
That, and she was grieving. And I don't blame her for doing what she did when she was grieving.
No, daddy was still alive at this point in time.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, daddy. Yeah, no. This is when daddy was sending us maybe $50 a month to live off of, the fucking four of us.
Oh yeah, no, I remember you going out and stealing. And I remember her doing it too, though. She's the one who taught you how to take the stickers off of things.
No, I'm the one that fucking told her that. I worked at Ingles and I grabbed that fucking roll of 99 cent stickers. And I'm like, look who's living. It was me. I'm the mama now.
I don't remember that at all.
But no, that was me. I wouldn't expect you to remember that. That's not, I didn't include y'all in that because that's the dark parts.
I mean, I remember stealing. I remember having to go through Ingles with you guys and stick stickers on stuff like that because mommy would send us in there and be like, hey, you guys need to go around doing this. I remember doing that.
I wouldn't make my kids do that.
I remember having to eat ramen noodles for weeks on end.
Yeah, I wouldn't make my kids do that. I would go in. I would risk my life in order to do that because you know what? Y'all would have had me no matter what.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know? And it just sucks. Like, I'm not downing her or anything, but I just, like, I wouldn't fucking do what she's done. We had two great examples growing up of what not to be like.
Daddy?
Those are the two biggest heartbreaks in my life were my fucking parents. Yeah. Our fucking parents. Those are where my two biggest heartbreaks lie. Sorry, y'all.
Truth, though. I mean.
But it's truth, you know? And like, I feel like I won't ever be that way. I'm going to make sure my kids have the best possible everything ever. And I'm going to always go above and beyond. But those are the heartbreaks that made me and fucking broke me, man. Right there. Fuck the men in my life. It was my motherfucking parents. Sorry, y'all. I got real heated real fast.
Yeah, she did.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that.
I don't know how to deal with it.
I haven't done that one in a while.
Nope.
Go me.
No, but you were also the oldest, so everything came back on you. I was the baby, so I didn't.
Exactly. And then TJ doesn't even fucking remember a goddamn
thing. He was fucking cooped up in his goddamn room half his fucking life.
Pissing in bottles.
Yeah, he pissed in motherfucking bottles and kept them beside his bed.
Come out of his fucking
because room. His door was fucking off the hinges, broken in fucking half anyways. And just he leaned up on the against of the frame.
Oh, God, that was great.
You die going in there.
For real, though.
Just from the door.
For real. And like, you'd have to pick it up and set it aside. Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Life's life.
Yeah. Any other kind of heartbreak you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
I feel like we hit all three. We hit the men, we hit the friends, and we hit the family.
Yep.
I hit, that's all.
I mean, we can go into animals.
I was thinking the same thing, but I can't.
I will say that for another time.
Yeah. Another episode, people.
We'll do that one as we talk as animals.
Yeah, we'll talk as animals. Like, well, look at me. I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm going to look my ass. Yeah.
I'm a ferret and I'm wearing pretty colors.
I'm a squirrel. Look, shiny.
A car. Look, go.
We have a lot of fun things, good episodes in store for y'all this season. That was one thing that we took all this downtime with, and we have lots of episodes.
We had to have a fresh memory to come into this because we've done so much and talked about big topics.
We needed
something that was big topic, subtle, funny, and just...
Well, the thing is, like, we went so hard for so long, and we hit so many different subjects that we're like, well, what now?
Yeah.
You know? So it took us a minute to sit here and figure out what we want to do. So this season, there's going to be some trigger warnings with some. We'll go ahead and tell you that now. So forewarning and future episodes. And when these episodes start, we'll start off with a trigger warning. This season, I think we're taking it a little bit more serious, but it's still going to be fun, funny, because it's us. Come on now. We got a morbid sense of humor. So we look forward to that. We've come up with so many different ideas, and we can't wait to hear from y'all with certain things as well, because we plan on including y'all
in a lot of things.
Yes.
We want to hear more from you guys.
Yes, as always, make sure, if you can, go over to Apple Podcasts, people. It's not that hard. And type, we love you, such great podcasts, y'all.
Enter
5-star, y'all.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's all you got to do.
Or go down below to our listener support. You can go ahead and support us.
You can support us for like 99 cents, man.
50 cents. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anything helps us be able to do what we got to do to keep this content
going. And, you know, since we started this, I feel like we've only gotten better and better. At least I'd like to think that.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. I think so, too.
And, you know, it just takes time. It takes practice. It takes figuring things out. Because when we first started this, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. We talked about doing it for a long time, and then we just jumped in. And it's like, now when I look at people wanting to start podcasts, they're like, oh, I've done this and this and this and this and this and this. And I'm like, we just jumped right in and fucking did it.
Right in.
And so, like, ever since we jumped in, like, we haven't stopped. And even though we took the small break, we were still uploading on our social media and, you know, still taking time to figure out different things that we're going to be doing for this.
We just wanted to do it.
It's a lot of time and effort, people. You don't think about it, but it really is. It's not something. It's not something that, you know, you can just pick up and think, oh, I'm gonna do this. And a lot of people, I think, quit after like 4 episodes.
You know, this we're going strong on 3 seasons.
Yeah, now. You know, we plan to just keep going further, and we just keep wanting to talk about, you know, just different subjects that, you know, not the normal person's gonna want to sit here and talk about. And I feel like we've done that so far.
Yeah, we've touched base on a lot of things.
That's why I feel like we're for everybody.
We are. I mean, definitely. I mean, men, come listen.
It's like what women can relate to, men can learn from, and what others might not say out loud because we ain't shy.
Nope. And if you don't like it, you can go suck a dick.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, we're a safe haven too. You can always come talk to us, and like it stays with us, and you know, we're not gonna judge you. We've all fucking been there. Us ourselves have been in some pretty dark places, but we've come up from it, and we're not going to look down on you because, you know,
your story's different.
Yeah. The only time I'm going to look down on you is if you give up your kids, but I've said that plenty of times before. Fuck you, TJ.
Fuck you, man. You suck. All right.
I say
we go ahead and wrap it up before your mouth gets you in trouble.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like I'm just going to get heated if I keep going again. Yeah. So I love y'all. I love you, chicken heads. I hope you enjoyed this motherfucking episode. Okay. Enjoy.
Until next time.
Peace out, chicken heads.
Ow.